The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Lamed, today's daf is being studied, the Mishpat of Ram ben Esther. Shuvah Hashem t'nihenu began Eder. We can finish today's daf on Lamed, Amud Rishon, starting at the two dots. Story. The guy tells his friend, what are you doing in the house? What are you doing in my house? Everybody knows that that's my house. Pashut. Pashut. I bought it from you. And I got the 3 years of Hazakah. So it's a Hazakah. What a Ta'ana. So normally the deen is what? He should be believed, because where were you for 3 years? You didn't protest. Now all of a sudden you come out of the woodwork and say it's your house. Amale gives a good excuse, but he says the reason why I didn't protest, b'shuke barae havai, I travel in the marketplaces, so I'm not around to make a macha. You know, I wasn't around to make a macha. Okay, hashbam be'eres merhakim makom she'en hashayerot metzuyot. I was away, and there was no traveling, there was no way for me to get back, meaning I was overseas and there's not so many caravans to take me back. Velo yadati, I didn't know you were in the house. Velachen no mahiti. Vitnam bepirkin haya biyuda beazik begalil ena hazaka achi emo bemedina beotam malkud davu shayot mitsuyot. You can only claim his that he didn't make a maha'a if he was able to and he didn't. But if he wasn't able to, so you can't claim it against him. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le, ve'ha itli sahadi. So the guy that's living in the house says, wait, I'm sorry. I have witnesses. V'chol shata hava atit taltin yomeh. Every year you came for 30 days back to town. Obviously you must have had another house in the town. So you were in town for 30 days. So don't tell me you weren't back. You weren't able to get back here. You would have made a macha. I have witnesses that you came back to the town 30 days a year, and in those 30 days, you didn't open your mouth. So then your claim is out the window. He's, no, I can answer that. I was too busy in my business. I'm only coming back home for 30 days. I was too busy in the shuk, in the marketplace, buying and selling. I don't have time to go make a legal protest. Wow, so everything he claims, he has an answer for. Right? Baram lashbam. Bishukah batarina. I was buying and selling. You have to see another house. Where he lived for 30 days, this guy. Okay. So they went to the rabbi. Amar Rava, Avid Inish, Dechol Taltin Yomin, Tarid Beshuka. That's a good claim he has. It's normal for a person to be busy for 30 days, and therefore he's in the right, which means he now, the person that's living, has to bring an ayah. Because you believe that claim to say, listen, even though he's in for 30 days, but the guy was too busy involved in his business, it's a short amount of time to be there, and therefore he has an excuse why he did not make a maha. Now, I saw brought down that if, let's say, he was not busy, being back for 30 days, that already would obligate him to make a macha'a. And if he didn't make a macha'a within those 30 days that he came back, so then already the field would belong to the original guy. So the guy that's living there, I'm sorry. Mahzik. So the Rishonim say like this. He doesn't have to be there for 3 years living in the place. It's enough for him to only be there for 30 days to make a macha. I mean, he doesn't have to live in the place where he's making a macha for 30. If he just shows up for 30 days, it's enough for his macha to be a macha.
30 days one time or for 3 years?
If he wasn't tarud in his business, his silence would have been considered an approval that the first guy can live in it. Okay, so that's what you're saying over there. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, new story. Guy tells his friend, my ba'id b'hai ar'a. Same story. What are you doing in my field? Oh, I bought it from so and so. The amali de zavna minach, that he said he bought it from you. So now we're getting rid of third parties now. Reuven goes to Shimon. Shimon, what are you doing on my field? Shimon says, I bought it from Levi that said he bought it from you. Amale at lav tamudit dehai ara didihi. You're admitting that the field belonged to me. Ve'at lo zebinte minai. And you're also admitting that you didn't buy it from me. Zeal. Get out of here. Lav ba'al devarim didi. You're not my litigant, which means I don't got to deal with you. You yourself are admitting that the house belongs to me. Or that the house did belong to me. You're from a middle party over there. So, and you're admitting that it is. So therefore,
Well,
go slow. So once you're admitting that the house belongs to me, get out of here. So Rava comes along and says, you know what? He's right, the guy. Dina ka'amarle. He told them the deen. And therefore, what happens is, according to this, Reuven, again, is living on a field. Reuven's living on a field. Reuven, I might have changed the name, so it's the same point. Reuven's living on a field. Shimon comes along and says, that's my field. Reuven says, listen, I bought it from Levi, that says he bought it from you. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. You're telling me that it was my field. Thank you very much. It's my field. I'm taking my field back. Obviously, there was no chazakah in this case. He doesn't say in the Gemara he had chazakah for 3 years. He's just saying, I bought it from Levi, who bought it from you. I don't know what you're talking about. I never sold it to this guy. And you're admitting that it was my field originally. I'll see you later. You want to go fight now, Levi, back for your money? Go fight for your money. That's your business. But I'm telling you, it's my field. Rava says he's right. No chazakah. He's claiming it's his. And therefore he gets to keep it. Now we have to read the Rashbam. That's the story. Now we got to see details. A long Rashbam over here. We got to read the whole thing. Amar le. Metlanya zavinte de zavna minach. Kelomar. She'amar li bish'at mechira shulak hamimach. Right. At the time that I bought it from him, he said that he bought it from you. Stop. He just mentioned it. But this guy that's living on the field did not say I lived there for 3 years. Shtar mechira shelo odenu biyado. He must have had a shtar. Because within 3 years, he has a shtar. So what's the shtar saying? I bought the field from Nevi. Okay? Umaskanat de milta. The bottom line of this deen is Mukmina le biyada me'arer. The me'arer gets the field. V'hainu ta'ama. Why? Tekevan de mode de shelo aya karka metechila. Because the guy who's living in the field, the mahzik, he's mode that it belonged to him. Lo meba'ya echa de lo hazik pa shalosh shanim. For sure, in this case, we didn't even live on it for 3 years. Ela afidu hazik pa shalosh shanim. Even if, let's say, he lived on the field for 3 years, nami ena hazaka umafkina le mine tea hazaka she'en imat ta'anahi.
Oh wow!
Because what's the normal ta'ana? I was here for 3 years and you sold it to me. He's not saying that. He doesn't have that now. He's saying I lived there for 3 years and I bought it from Levi. Shehu eno yudaya imatash shel oto shebachlalo. He has no idea if it belongs to the guy that he bought it from. Wait, imlav v'havi lekekir basade she'ena shelo shel mocher v'yachzirena lemeareir. So what's the deen? Give the field back to the meareir. V'hu yigbe ma'otav mena mocherlo. Now go back, take the other guy to betin.
And you sold me a field that wasn't yours. The guy could be a guy's a crook. He's selling fields that don't belong to him. He said, I don't know. The guy told me that originally it was yours, but he bought it from you. He said, the guy's a liar. I don't know what he was talking about over here. And you're not claiming that I sold it to you. That's not your claim. That's like when you lived there for 3 years, jump in the lake, because you lived there for 3 years, you're not claiming that I sold it to you. Give me back my field. You go back to the guy that sold it to you. Go fight him in Beit, get your money back. Oh, even though there's no witnesses, the Ma'ar'er does not have any witnesses, but the Kamar velo muditli, right, which means the Ma'ar'er is not bringing proof that he owned the field. He's just saying, from your words. ולא אמרין המיגו דהי בעי אמר אנא זה ונתה מנח ואכלתה שני חזקה כדאמר מפלניה זוונתה דזוונה מנח למען שהוא עצמו אינו יודע אם זוונה מוכר מיני דמערער אם לאו הלכך כיוון דהו מודה למערער שלא הייתה הודעת בעל דין כמאה עדים דמי. That's the key. We have a rule. הודעת בעל דין, if I come along in Britain and say I owe you $100. Hodat Baldin, that admission is better than 1,000 witnesses. You're admitting that I owned it. I don't got to bring witnesses for that. You're the litigant, and you're claiming that I owned it. See you later. V'gam modehu she'enu yodeim nakam mochran lo min ha'ba'im. And you also don't know anything. You're claiming you don't know for sure that Levi bought it. You're just saying, I bought it from this guy. I don't even know for sure if you ever even sold it to him. I just know that it belonged to you. I'm admitting that. So therefore, the Ma'ar'er doesn't have witnesses. He doesn't need witnesses. As long as his litigant is modeh to that fact, that already is considered established. So you yourself admit that it's mine. And what? You're just claiming that what you bought it from this guy. How do you even know that the guy you bought it from even owned it? Bichlal. Im lav, da'a lo ta'indez abnei minach, kamay, didi. Right? וגם אין לו עדים שעזיק בה מוחד יום אחד. Which means, that's what I'm saying, חדוש נע. Let's say, he's going to fall off this in a second, but he says, let's say, the מחזיק, the guy that has the field, can bring a proof that the guy that he bought it from lived on the field for a day.
Day?
Yeah, even a day. So he says, normally, if you could prove that the guy you bought him lived on the field for a day, you could assume that he owned it. Not for 3 years. For this, I don't need it. Levi's not trying to get possession. The buyer is trying to get possession. So I'm just trying to prove that I bought it from somebody that owned it. So therefore, hey, he lived it. I saw him living it for a day. Normally, if I could prove that he lived it on it for a short amount of time, so I could assume that if he's living on it, he owned it. So he says, Aval he'azik ze shalosh shanim v'ta'in. Now, that's because in this case over here, he didn't have a hazakah for 3 years. But if he would come along and say that this guy lived on it for a day even, then already it would be another story. Abal, he'azik zeh shalosh shanim v'ta'in me'plani ha'zabintin v'zabna minach kamay didi. But let's say he would claim like this. He lived there for 3 years, and he comes along and says, I bought it from Levi, and I saw you sell it to him. If he says you sold to me kamai in front of me, then he has a good claim. Mm. See, all the Rashbam is trying to narrow the case down. We have to say, really, the guy that's mazik has no idea that it even belonged to the guy that he bought it from, and he's more there that it belonged to the original guy. So therefore, the original guy come along and say, "You're saying it's me. Hodat ba'adin kamai adim demi. You're admitting it's mine." And you don't even know if you bought it from this guy. Go fight that guy now. You're not my litigant. Your litigant is Levi. You're not my problem. I'm not in the issue over here. If let's say we tell him, hey, I bought the field from this guy, and I saw you. I saw that you sold it to him. Ah, she adati bebirur shelakha minach ne'eman migu. Because then he could come along and say migu that wadi ba'amar anazim etam minach. He could have said I bought it straight from you. And I lived on it for 3 years. Which means, from the fact that he came along and said, I bought it from Levi, who I saw sold it to you, you didn't have to get Levi involved. You could have lied and said, I bought it straight from you, and I'm living here for 3 years. Or he has witnesses that the Mocher lived there for one day. Okay, beautiful. Now look at the last line of Rashba. afilu im ba'u edim shazik bo yom echad oto amocher abal en yado im lakach ota im lav enu mo'il klum ma'achad shazeh lozik shalosh shanim ve'gam harishon en lo shtar mechiram ben ha'ba'alim.
Here the Rashbam says, even if, let's say, the guy lived on the field for one day,
Levi, it's not enough.
Why?
Enu mo'il klum because this guy did not live on the field for 3 years, the guy with the tzmachzik now, and the guy of El Levi doesn't have a shtar that he bought it from. Right, so that's why there's no question. So even if he saw it living on the field, let's look at, there's so many variables, but just get it in general. He doesn't have 3 years. That's for sure. The guy didn't say he had 3 years, by the way. Now he comes along and says, yeah, but I have witnesses that Levi lived on the field for one day. No good in this case. You don't have 3 years. He doesn't have a shtar to prove that he bought it. Say they lived it on one day is not going to be a factor over here. What's the only thing that you have? You have a claim that you're saying there's an original owner over here. And that's what the original owner coming and saying. Thank you for that claim. Because of that claim, I'm taking the field from you. And you go to the other guy. And Baba came along and said, by the way, he's right. He's got that. That claim.
Rabbi, if Levi lived on it 3 years.
Right. Now, can I just give you the sikum here? It's nice, nice, just five quick lines here. The mikre she'er le'ma'er ra'aya sha'karka ita mitchila shelo. The ma'er has no proof that it was his. However, ha'mahazik modeh bekach. That's enough. Right? Now, let's say he was living on the field for 3 years. The mahazik. He sold it. He bought it in front of you. He sold it in front of me. That's very good. A hazakah of 3 years with the fact that he saw the sale, right? Or that he has edim that he was living on the field for one day with 3 years. That's okay. Good. But if he doesn't have 3 years, even if he comes along and says, I saw him sell it to you, or even if he says, I saw him on the field for one day, not enough. So the 3 years is the big key over here. Since he doesn't have 3 years, nothing we're going to work for this guy here. Which means, not that he says, I saw you living on the field for one day. Even if he's going to come along and say, I saw you sell the field to Levi. Since he doesn't have a chazakah, all those ta'anot are weak. If he would have 3 years, it would be another story. He would have more flexibility to hold on to his field. But without 3 years, basically the only thing we trust him is when he says it belonged to the original guy. And the guy says, thank you very much. That's all I need to hear. Go fight the other guy in Beti.
Gemara continue. The guy tells his friend, what are you doing on this land? Okay, it's a similar story that we've had before. The he's a me'ar'ir. He's coming and claiming, what are you doing on the land? Meplanya Zabina. He says, I bought it from so and so. Ve'achalte shne hazaka. And I also have the years of hazaka. I was here for 3 years. And you never said anything. Amale planya gazalnahu. So the matter says, that guy over there is a gazlan. He stole the field. Amale. He says, what are you talking? I have witnesses, the Atai, that I came, the Imleche Bach, and I took your advice before I bought the field, the Amartli Zil Zabin, and you told me, buy it. So what are you talking about, Gazlan? I came to you first, and you said, absolutely, buy the field, it's a good idea. Now all of a sudden you're coming along and saying, the guy's a gazlan, it's not. It's really your field. Amar le, so the Mar'ir answers back, Hasheni Noahli Harishon Kashehemenu. Says, yeah, listen, it's easier for me to get my field back from you than from the gazlan. So I told you to buy it, so I'll deal with you. You're easier than the first guy. Which just because I told you to buy it doesn't mean it didn't belong to me. It's my field from the beginning. So why did I tell you to go buy it? Because it's easy for me to take you to court than to take the other guy to court. So it's no ra'ya just because I told you to buy it. Amar Rava, dina ka'amar le. That's the deen.
which means he's believed. He's believed to say that, and therefore he gets the field back in such a case. Now we'll have to see the details, but the Gemara says Keman, who is his father, who is this like? Edmon, like the Tana that's called Edmon. Itnan, we have a Mishnah. Ha'orer ala sadeh ve'chatum ala be'ed. Person is ma'orer ala sadeh. He's protesting, hey, that's my field. Ve'chatum ala be'ed. But the ma'orer is one of the witnesses on the shtar that sold the field to the guy that he's complaining against. Which means the me'orer comes to the guy and says, hey, that's my field. He says, what are you talking about? The shtar over here that I bought the field with, your name is on it. So you helped me buy the field. Your name is, you're an ed. Edmon Omer, Hasheni Nawahli, Harishon Kashemenu. Edmon says, he could tell him, listen, the only reason why I helped you buy it is because it's easier for me to deal with you now to get my field back than it is the first guy. So that's why I facilitated the sale to fight you now. Hachamim omrim, ibed et zechuto. Hachamim say, no. That case over there, he lost his zechut. Ibed et zechuto. Once already you signed the shtar, that already is an agreement that your rights are relinquished. So therefore, back to the first case where he says, I came to you and you gave me advice to buy it. Of course I gave you advice. I'd rather you have it than somebody else have it, because it's easy for me to go after you. That would be going like Edmon. Because Edmon says the same thing. When he shows him the shtar that your name is on the shtar, he could say, of course I helped you buy it. I'd rather fight you than fight the other guy. So that this shtar is like Edmon. Afidutema Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, I can even tell you that the first case, with the fact that he gave him advice, it's even going like the rabbi's opinion. Hatam avad lemaase, aval hacha debura. When were the rabbis saying that the ma'ar'ir loses his zechut? When the ma'ar'ir does an action, when he goes so far to sign his name on a shtar, that's already, he can't come along and say, you know, it's really my field. You don't sign your name. However, aval hacha here, in our case, only words. Even the rabbis will agree. Avid inish de mikre ve amar. Yeah, people, that's their custom. People do that, they give advice. Mm-hmm. Since he didn't do a maaseh, so he really could come along and say, yeah, I only gave you advice because I wanted you to buy the field so I could take it away from you. You're easier than the second guy, so the first guy. So therefore, according to this, the first case is going according to everybody. The rabbis make a haluk between whether he made the ma'ar'ir made a maaseh or not. Signing, that's too much already. But verbal, no problem. So if it's the Kuda Alma, so that is the first case. Now let's see some of the Rashbams here to get some of the details. Absolutely. Yeah, the guy is wrong for giving such advice. It's Lefnei Eved Lo Titen Mechshol. You're right. That is what he has. But his claim will be accepted in Beit Din that he did it for this reason. But he made it Isur of the Lefnei Eved. The Rishonim point that out. Yeah, and it's the summer brings that to. Okay, look at the Rashbams. Where we're going to start? Look at Planya Gazanahu. Where is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About 8 lines down. Mesadezu. Shememeni gazai. So he stole it from me. Ve'emdeche. What do you mean? No'atzti. I asked you advice and you told me. Zil zabin. You told me, go buy it. Lech kene. Hasheni no'ahli. He says, Ata no'ahli lariv imcha. Ulotzi amimcha bedin. It's easier for me to fight you and take the field than to fight the first guy. Amar Rava, dina ka'amar de. Rava said, that's the din. Hame'ar'ir. The Ba'aleh said the halakha, V'yitol sadehu, De'afilu Edmon v'Rabbanan, Lo peligi ela bedi'avid ha'me'ar'er ma'aseh, L'sayi'o, L'lokeach l'knot sadehu. The mahlok between Edmon and the Rabbanan is when the guy did a ma'aseh, he signed.
Even though the guy was living on the field for 3 years and nobody protested. Yafsid. We have a rule. Any chazakah that doesn't have a long with a day, ta'ana claim, is not a chazakah. Shemodei shelo lakham yad ba'alim. Correct. It's not like he said, I was here for 3 years and I bought it from you. No, he said, I was here for 3 years and I bought it from that guy. That's not a ta'ana, because kim yad ish nukhri, she'en yadua, she'ya lo chelik ba'afil yom echad. Right. We don't even know if that guy lived on the field for one day. That's not a ta'ana. 3 years and not knowing if the guy that he bought it from lived on the field for one day is nothing. So therefore it's a chazakah, beli ta'ana. The other guy is saying he's a gazlan. So therefore he ma'ar'er is believed. He can't come back and say, how come you didn't open your mouth within 3 years? How come you didn't protest? The only time that we say that he should have opened his mouth is if he has a chazakah with a ta'ana, with a claim. The ad shalosh shanim is dead, inish b'shtaret tefillum is dead, itkach zeh shalosh shalomiha, v'halo nisah b'shtaref sid, aval hacha, temodem marzik delo mineh de'arai zavneh, he's saying, I didn't buy it from you. So therefore it's a chazakah without a ta'ana. שהוא בעל הקרקע בעדים זבנה, לא הוא רק כוחו של מערער בשתיקתו, שעוזקה במקום שטר וחילתו עומדת, וכיוון אין שטרו מועיל לו, שהרי מגזלן לקח, אף עזקתו אינו כלום. Right, even if this guy would produce a star, the star would not be accepted either. Because the other guy is claiming, hey, Zabaru, you stole it, it's stolen property. So your עזקה also means nothing. It was stolen. Good. So therefore, the deen is like that. Okay. What? Let's just finish just 1 second here. Keman ke Edmon, v'anan kai manan, kerabbanan v'perik aharon de ketubot. Ah. So he says, by the way, halakha is not like Edmon. Halakha follows Rabbanan. When a ma'aseh was made, that's already, the ma'aseh loses his zekut etnan. Reuven, ha'orer al sadeh shemachar shemon levi, v'amar reuven, ki shemon gezlo memenu. Right? Reuven is me'orer on a sadeh, Shemachar Shimon de Levi. And Reuven comes along and says, Shimon is a thief. Reuven saying, wait a minute, I bought it from Levi. Where is he bought it from Levi? Levi stole it. But Reuven is one of the signatures on the star that sold the field, like exactly what we said. So he said, because he did it for that reason. Okay? Because he said, it's easier for me to fight you than the first guy. Okay, next case of the Gemara. Second line. Ha'ud amale l'chavre. Guy tells his friend, May ba'it ba'i ara'a. Same story, what are you doing on the field? Amale miplanya zabinte. So we're talking about, I bought it from so-and-so. Ve'achalte shne hazaka. And I have hazaka 3 years, you didn't say anything. Amale planya gazanahu. Same story. You bought from that guy? That guy's gazlan. Amale ve'ait li'isahade. He says, what do you mean? I have witnesses. The atit be'urta. He says, I went in the night. Ve'amra li zavnani hali. Which means, I went to you at night. And you told me, you know what? Good, it's good investment. Buy it for me. Now, why would you tell me buy it for you if you didn't own it? Which means must if you owned it already, it must be you're claiming now what? Hey, this is my field. He was a thief. No, it was your field. You told me I went to you at night, and you said, you know what? It's good. Buy the field for me. So that means what? What was your field? Now, what did this guy do? Instead of buying it for him, he bought it for himself. Uh-huh. Well, when he heard that, he said, oh good, this guy doesn't own it. He bought it for himself. So, he says, now you're coming along and saying that this guy's a gazan, it's your field? Amale, Amina, is boon deny. Wow. He said, I want to buy something that belongs to me. Why would I want to buy something that belongs to me? Amar Rava, Rava says he's right. Avid inish dezavin dine. People do that
who don't want to get involved in litigation. You know what? The guy stole my field. I'm going to have to pay lawyers. I'm going to have to go to court. I'm going to have to do all the troubles. You know what? Let me just go buy the field back. I want my field back. It's cheaper for me to just buy the field back from him than to go through all the trouble of, you know, trying to get the field back in court. People that are good people do that, Rashbam says. So therefore, the deen is, he's believed. So even though he told them, go buy the field for me, that's no idea that it wasn't his. He was buying something that belonged to him from the beginning. And again, the other guy has a hazakah, but he doesn't have a ta'ana. Because he's not saying he bought it from him, he's saying he bought it from a third party. So therefore, the deen is, the me'ar'ir is believed. Look at Rashbam. The amartli, zil zavne nehali. So the mahazik says, v'im shelcha hayta, if it was really yours, היה לך להוציא ממנו בדין חנם. You should have taken it away from him without paying. ולא לאבד מעותך, אמינה למזבן דינה. אמרתי בלבי, טוב לי לקנות בדמים מועטים, קרקע ראוי לי, ולא לתרוח ולבוא לדין. Better for me to spend a little money to buy a land that belongs to me than to go involve myself in court. So Rava answers, so the Gemara says, they do that. Avid inish dezavin dine Adam tam, good guy, a tam. She'en rotzeh litkotet. He's not interested in fighting. He's not a fighter. Afilu al shelo, even on his own stuff. Asuyu leotzi ma'otav litol et shelo belo din umachloket. He wants to avoid all machloket. You know, let me pay a little money, get it back, and finish. Okay, next case. Back to the Gemara. Ha'u de'amar le lechavre. Guy tells his friend, my ba'id behay ara. What are you doing in the field over here? It's my field. Amale meplanya zavina. I bought it from so and so. Ve'achilte shne hazaka, and I have hazaka. If 3 years, you didn't say anything. Amale veha nakitna shtara dezavina le mine ha arba'esh shene. Wow. He's saying, what are you talking about? The Me'arer is saying, I have a shtar that I bought this field 4 years ago from such a person. So I own the field already at the time that you're claiming you had 3 years hazakah. Ready was by me. My shtar already shows that I bought this field 4 years ago. So your claim is, it's my field. I have ownership. You're claiming it's yours, and you were there for 3 years. How could you be there for 3 years? I have the shtar already that already 4 years ago, I owned it. My shtar supersedes your hazakah. Amale, so he tells him, what do you mean? Misavad shne hazakah tlat shene kamina. Well, when I said shne hazakah, years of hazakah, you thought I meant three? I didn't mean three. Shne hazakah tuva kamina. I meant a lot of years.
5 years.
Yeah, 7 years. Which means, who told you to say I meant three? Were you taking out your star and saying, oh, I was there four. So your hazakah is not there. I said, shne hazakah. Shne hazakah can mean a lot of years. So Gemara says, Amarava, avidi inish dekaru l'shne tuva, shne hazakah. People talk like that. People will say, shne hazakah, which can mean not only three, can mean even a lot. That's okay. I mean, he's in the right. He can explain himself after and say, I meant many years. It's not like changing his story. Because really in Beitin, once you say one thing, you can't now react to something else that the other claimant said, oh, I meant it's this thing. That's changing a claim in Beitin. But that makes a stipulation. Has to be the case where he had it for 7 years. The kadim hazaka dehai l'shtara dehach. Because you have to say that if this guy bought it, this guy's a shtar over here. So this guy's saying what? He bought it 4 years ago. The Me'arid saying he already has a shtar that he had 4 years ago. This guy's claiming I was living on the field for 7 years. That means he had a hazakah from before. Which means the 4 years that he bought it, that he's claiming, he says, I was living on the field for 3 years, which means if I altogether, if he was living on the field for 7 years, the mahazik, it's three plus the four that he's claiming he bought it. So therefore, you couldn't have bought it. You couldn't have bought the field because I was living on the field already at the time. Which means he already is saying from your four that you're claiming already. I was there 3 years before. I was like, how did you buy a field? How did you buy a field that I was living on it for 3 years? So therefore, when it says Shnei Hazakah, it's got to be 7 years. So that it preempts the shtar of the Me'arer by 3 years. Uh-huh. So therefore, he says, you bought it. What's your shtar? I was living here for 3 years. I have a Hazakah already from before that. So you could not have bought the a field. However, Aval, Sheet, 6 years. Eat lach ma'en lecha ma'ha'a gedola mizu. Right. But 6 years, there's no greater protest than this. Why? Let's say he's saying, many years. How many years would you make hazakah? Six. He's saying, what are you talking about? I bought it 4 years ago. That means he bought it within the years of this guy's hazakah, within the years. Now, that's the biggest protest. The fact that I bought the field, that shows that I'm protesting. And that I bought a field that, if it belonged to you, why would I buy the field from that guy? It didn't belong to you. So therefore, that's my protest. The fact that I bought it. But Sheikh, it was 7 years, that's already, he doesn't have his claim. Yeah. Well, it was 3 years ago. You should open your mouth. You didn't say anything. Look at that sheet. There's mom. No, doesn't say that. Look at the bottom. You got to go to Amud Bet. The bottom, bottom Rashbam. Amar Rava Abid Inish Dekaru Shanet Tuva Shnei Hazaka. Stam. V'imbal Letron Aharechen Deshnei Hazaka Tuva Yotem Gimel Shanim En Ze Chozer V'Toen Ta'anot Acherot Le'achish Ta'anot Rishonot. Because normally you have a rule, you can't change your claim in Betin. So the Gemara says, that's not considered changing his claim. That's considered just explaining what he meant. V'anan kamanan lekaman, te'en adam to'en bebetin, v'chozer v'to'en, ta'anot acherot, la'chish arishonot. Right, you can't contradict your first ta'anot after you claim something. However, ela, achar ta'anot arishonot, nefsak adin. Hilka, ki maiti sa'adeh ba'ani shnei hazakatuva, merinale, sher lo chazar v'ta'an. All he said is, I fulfilled the years of Hazakah. Did I tell you how many years? I meant 7 years. V'ani mili, temuk mina lebiyadeh de'ayti sa'adeh de'akhla zayin shanim. Only 7 years. Shekad mushne Hazakah shelo. His already 7 years preempted limchidat tashtar shel me'arer. Preempted the shtar of the me'arer. Shamukhir atzmo lo yachol lemukhra. You're saying, he sold it to you. He had no right to sell it to you. The guy who sold it to you had no right to sell it to you. I was living on the field for 3 years. He never made a mach'at to me. Hashi azik wa gemushanim b'shofi. Aval, he let le sa'adeh ela meshit. If he only has proof that he had a hazakah for 6 years, so then that's the biggest mach'at that the seller made. The fact that the seller sold the field, what is he saying? It's not yours. What I sell it if it's not mine? So therefore, in avad meshit sheni adin im baal ashtar tenecha mecha agel olam ezu shemicha hamochen bazeh marzik lesof shtei shanim shemecha lachar leacher v'yalo lezeh lezeh b'shtaro leolam at shiosi ashtar miyad ashtim v'kreinu. Exactly, which means if it's only 6 years, so therefore this guy says, I have a shtar already 4 years ago. That means this guy that sold it to me sold it within 2 years of your hazakah. Now, you should have still held on to your shtar, because you didn't have a hazakah, because you only had, was within 2 years of this guy. He would not have sold it. So therefore, from the fact that he did sell it, that's the biggest, there's two ways to make a ma'ah. You can either make a ma'ah by saying, hey, it's mine, or do an action that shows that it's his. And you're not producing a shtar, the mahazik, and you're just basically claiming that from the time that I bought it, you're right, you're on the field for 6 years. I have no problem for that. The bottom line, I have a shtar here that clearly says, I bought it from this guy 4 years ago. Now my shtar that says 4 years ago, that puts you on the field for 2 years when he sold it. So therefore, he gets it. How come he didn't protest? Yeah, no, he did protest. He sold it to me. And I got the shtar. So therefore the deen is 6 goes to the ma'arir, 7 goes to the mahazik. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.